Happy Sunday to the Rush Hour family. MG's here, Liam's here, producer Charlie's here as well. And we are bringing you the first installment of a new podcast special that we're going to be dropping you whenever we've got them ready, called
MG and Liam Dine and Discover.
Dine and Discover. Charlie, MG, this is the Rush Hour's Dine and Discover, because we know off the back of COVID last year, the New South Wales government introduced these Dine and Discover vouchers, $25 a pot, trying to encourage people to get out and enjoy local businesses, dining and discovering activity. Have you used yours, Charlie?
Yeah, I did. I went to an Italian restaurant called Big Poppers. Oh. Got some pasta. Yes.
I love Italian.
What about you, MG? Have you used your vouchers?
Not yet.
Ooh, saving them up.
Saving them up for a rainy day.
Well, this is, and the point of Dine and Discover is because there's fantastic things to enjoy, to eat and to discover in Sydney. And we want to celebrate some of those. Now, MG, it's not often that we sit around in planning meetings and we have these moments of synergy.
Well, especially when they're so left of centre.
It's so random.
Left field.
Like, it is so random.
It's so left field that we kind of both went, what?
Yeah.
What?
Play it out. My parents got into town on Friday and I said, I'll pick you up from the airport, right? And I was on my way to the airport and I told you boys when I came back, I said, I think I've found Sydney's greatest sandwich.
Mm.
But in the most unlikely of places, it's in a garden centre.
Yeah, but in particular, you said it was Flower
in
Power.
In Flower Power.
Yes.
Which to you responded.
No way. Because 2 weeks ago, I went to the same place. Not the same place as you, but there's a place on Northern Road, the Flower Power. It's called the Little House of Coffee. And it's a cafe inside Flower Power. So you've got to get out of your car, walk through the turnstiles, walk through the flowers, walk through the back...
past the fountains, courtyard, past the water features.
Through the courtyard. And there's this beautiful little cafe.
Yeah.
Sitting there. And I went, oh, what?
And it's quiet.
It's quiet.
And it's beautiful surroundings.
You've got waterfalls over the trees. Maybe you want to buy a shrub.
People walking around with bags of manure.
Yeah.
Fertiliser. I went to the one in Mascot near the airport.
Yeah.
And because I was a bit early to pick the olds up and I thought I'll grab a coffee and a sandwich. So same thing. Walk through the entrance of Flower Power because I pulled up and this place is called the Little Cafe Project. Same thing.
Little House of Coffee, yeah.
Right in the middle of Flower Power in Mascot. Walk through and there was couple of customers sitting down having a coffee. And I walked in and I said, oh, mate, yeah, can I grab a flat white and one of the poached chicken sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
$18, right?
Not bad.
So not cheap, but not bad. Not unaffordable. The dine voucher is $25.
It's very average.
Very average.
Mm. Like the price, not the food.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The price is average. The food. Oh. Now, this is where I've got to talk you through
it. Home-cooked.
So the poached chicken sandwich, this is, you know, you've got your chicken and it's got plenty of mayo on it as well and it's got the fresh lettuce in it. But here was the kicker. So they put the bread in the whole sandwich in the sandwich press.
Focaccia bread, was it all?
No, you're just your classic sort of... Not sourdough, but
multigrain.
Just your classic white bread,
thick bread, yeah,
thick bread.
Yep.
But they put it through the sandwich press, so it's lovely and golden. They've obviously done it with some butter or oil or whatever. Salt flakes
on the outside,
drizzled on top of the bread.
Oh, post toasting or pre toasting?
Yeah. I can only assume it was post.
It'd have to be post.
I didn't watch the maker. I didn't know it was going to be that good. Frankly, when I went in and ordered it, I saw it wrapped up in the Glad wrap behind the display, and I thought, oh, that's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
It was not.
Wow.
It was far from disappointing.
Flower Power.
So.
Well, I had this. I went with Toby. We were severely hungover. And we were batching because my wife was away on a girls' weekend. And I said, come on, we need something to eat. And I said, there's a great spot up on Northern Road at Flower Power. He said, we don't need plants. He said, we need a feed. I said, mate, wait till you taste this joint. Went in, ordered the, always try and get iced coffees, whichever cafe I go to, just to see which is the best ones.
Yep.
This was up there. Cream, no ice cream. And I got a big breakfast, had everything. I get scrambled eggs with my big breakfast, crispy bacon, hash brown, sausages, fried tomato.
Oh, you were really hungover.
Oh, yes. And really hungry. So, yeah, that's the hidden gems you find that, and there's a lot of others. And we're going to find over the next few months, we're going to try and find these hidden gems that everyone can try and get along to as well.
So there you go. This is installment one of the Rush Hour's Dine and Discover. Corner of the Northern Road and Castle Road in Orchard Hills.
Yep.
Is Flower Power Little House of Coffee.
Yep,
now,
in the centre of
that's where MG tips you in for a breakfast. If you've had maybe had one too many the night before, get along there, try the big
very
breakfast.
Very serene.
MG recommends the iced coffee, no ice cream, with cream.
Mm-hmm. And the big breakfast.
On the other side of it, if you're around the airport way, give yourself an extra hour if you're having to pick someone up. Head to Flower Power at Mascot, the little cafe project. Grab yourself a poached chicken sandwich. Ooh. Do yourself a favour.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I might try that out.
There you go, Charlie.
I just go to South Dowling Street sandwiches in Surrey Hills normally.
No, come on, mate. Our next
episode will be about the best sandwich in Sydney.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Okay, so hold your fire.
I've just told you.
It's the best. You call it the best sandwich in Sydney.
I have not had a better sandwich than this in Sydney.
I thought we were talking about hidden gems. You're talking about the whole sandwich caboodle.
That sandwich at Flower Power and Mascot is the best sandwich I think I've had in Sydney.
Okay.
So you'll go back.
I will be back. Yeah. It's now my airport pick up ritual. And if anyone out there needs a pickup from the airport, let me know.
There's a place called Murray's in Penrith that gazumps to them all.
For a sandwich?
For a sandwich. Okay, that gazumps them all.
All right. You know what? We're going to find a way to change this. But the point is there's a lot to dine and discover in the city of Sydney, and we're going to try and dine and discover some more.